My job is to place you in a divine position when you come here. A position where you are anointed enough to drown doubt that may try to play some parts in your life. From one reason or another, you don't know enough or you're not holy enough. Those doubts must be drowned by the anointing. And places that we're going this morning is not a regular church service. So in the spirit, you're going to have to be tuned in. Or you're going to miss out on one of the biggest things that ever came to your life. I know from studying these 57 years, when the spirit realm have shifted into a greater dimension of anointing, and even those person who was not going to walk close to God, going to start walking close to Him. There's an intimacy that's going to be created in the atmosphere this morning. And the Spirit of God, the angels of God, going to manifest in this house. And things that you thought you couldn't do, you'll walk out today fully assured that I can do it. Are you following me? So, there's a realm shift, apostolically and prophetically, I would say in my territory, to minister. It's in my prayer time and study, I study all week, different dimensions of the spirit and depth of the spirit is coming now. And there are some gifts in this room going to be pulled out. There's some fresh places that you never stepped in. I said there are some fresh places in the spirit that you have not stepped in. You're about to invade them. You're going to have to be a listener now. You've got to be a listener. You're going to have to trust the Holy Ghost. You've got to trust me as your teacher, as your apostle.
Yes, sir.
But the territories, because of the cultures that are coming in the church, ungodly cultures, unrespectful songs and dressing and every kind of stuff, talking and dancing, cultures are coming. And so now it's time for the resurrection. So there are a lot of areas you're going to resurrect in. There's a lot of anointing that's been held back from you. You're going to resurrect in it. Come alive in it. Because there's a remnant that's going to have to be real powerful in these times. Religion not going to get it. Regular not going to get it. You're going to have to be able to live a revelatory life that God speak to you on daily basis. Not just you talking to God, but God talk to you. And see yourself this morning as being promoted. In the spirit. In other words, answers are going to come faster to you.
Thank you.
Let me say it another way then. Doubts in your life are going to be drowned in. You can't doubt because you're going to have too much insight. So I need you to stand with me a few moments this morning. because I need to give you the subject. I need to give you the prophecy that goes with the subject before I start trying to teach you. The prophecy is going to open you up more to the level and the depth that you're about to go into. So I'll give you the subject, and I'll give you the prophecy, then we'll get into scripture. Now, you record this and get this because in my 50-something years, this is sort of a virgin territory you're about to step into in the spirit, because they had choked the apostolic.
Yes, sir.
And they had choked the prophetic, give all the other kind of name, and the respect wasn't there, and the revelation wasn't there, and the anointing wasn't there. And so I want to holler right now. I want you to take this personally.
Yes, sir.
You may not understand it all at the beginning, but let Apostle teach you.
Yes, sir.
Here's the subject. You are called by God to be a kingdom pace setter.
Wow. That's good.
The government, the YouTube, all these other things are supposed to be running us.
Right.
That telephone is supposed to be running you.
Right.
You are called by God,
yes,
to be a kingdom pace setter. Let me tell you what a pace setter means before I give you the prophecy. Mean a person or organization viewed as taking a lead or setting standards of achievement for others. Let me go back over that. So this is what you're going to begin doing as a pace setter. Mean a person or organization viewed as taking a lead or setting standards of achievement for others. Helping others to break life records of living in full kingdom blessing.
Wow.
Are you listening to me?
Yes,
knowing how to live a kingdom lifestyle no matter what's going on around you. Knowing how to live a kingdom lifestyle no matter what's going on around you. We're defining what a pace setter is.
Yes, sir.
Permitting the Holy Spirit to keep revealing kingdom mysteries,
right,
in and through your life. I'm not going to follow that because I'm going to go give you this privacy. Now, whatever you may be dealing with this morning here and online, we got how many people online? 1,762. I got a lot of members online. I don't know how many. Hundreds of members online from different state, different country. Here's the prophecy. Here's your answer. Taking you out of the suffering mode and into kingdom reigning. Where is my life now? Why am I not reigning in life? How can I keep taking my life to another level? A prophetic word came to me to share with a minister, but I found out it was for you today. Hear the words. Hear the words going to change your life forever. Show me your plan. Boy, your life just took off.
Yes.
I mean, everything been messing with you,
yeah,
and holding you down just lost its grip.
Yeah.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4 prophetic words. Show me your plan.
Yes.
Say, show me your plan.
Yes.
That shut Satan down, you know.
Yes.
That shut flesh down.
Yes.
Show me your plan. I want y'all to use that,
yes,
in your prayer time. And you know, Lord, just say, Lord, show me your plan. meaning divine instruction are coming your way that will promote, oh my, that will produce promotion in your life. Wait a minute, I left one word off. You never seen before. Let me read that to you again. Meaning divine instruction are coming your way that will coming your way that will produce promotion in your life you've never seen before.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
What? Y'all gonna stand up there? And promotion in your life you've never seen before?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Lord.
I'm still prophesying. I haven't started preaching yet. There are kingdom steps that will open up new horizon in your life to live and to share with others that are connected to you. Lord, have mercy. Man, the time has come that all devotion turns into promotion. So the Holy Spirit is calculating your devotion now. Because you got a word from God. He's calculating all the time you prayed, praised him by yourself. All those things about to come together and the Holy Spirit about to promote you. Hallelujah. I'll read one scripture and you may sit down and turn to Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Hallelujah. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. And in Matthew 6, you got what we generally call the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to pick two parts of that out to show you the rim of being a kingdom pace setter. The 10th verse, Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now look at that verse. Look at that verse and associate it or attach it to your call by God to be a kingdom pace setter. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In other words, your lifestyle,
yes, sir,
now, not later,
yes, sir,
must be a heavenly lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
Victory should be sitting on your porch waiting on you.
Yes.
Now, there's a teaching going to happen here. There's prophecy going to happen, but there's an anointing going to sit down in this place.
Yes.
Make sure you let the anointing set on you. Okay? All right. Your whole Christian lifestyle is about to change. You're about to live an hidden lifestyle. You're about to live an apostolic lifestyle. That Ephesians 4:11 through 16 is what we're basically working from. That you grow to the point that you know how to function in the spirit yourself, no matter what kind of attack,
yes, sir,
come against you, you got to answer back.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got time to call nobody.
Yes,
You're supposed to be trained up in the spirit to handle anything Satan brings. When God tell you about promotion, you should be able to hear him clear enough to know how to make the next step and trust him with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This church thing, this just going to church. No. You bring the church to your house. The power go home with you. Not with the reverend, with you. If you have understanding, insight, understanding, and anointing, this is what we're talking about. This world, we should be so powerful. This world won't follow you. But because we wasn't powerful enough to a large degree, the church at this point is following the world. But there's a remnant. Let me say it like I want to say it. There's a holy remnant. Let the Holy Ghost take over completely. I am a Holy Ghost yielder. Yield to the instruction, to the enlightenment that the Holy Ghost give you. Oh, you gonna sit down after a while? Just don't worry about it. You need a little exercise anyway. I ought to have you stand up doing this. Not just stand up, but doing this. So I get you to stay here with me longer. The 13th verse in that same opening. 13b. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That means now, right?
All right.
Let's see. All right, go ahead and sit down. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You will be introduced to you, to your rights, to unlimited life today. The kingdom pace setters live in unlimited rights. Unlimited blessing, unlimited anointing, unlimited wisdom, unlimited victory, unlimited joy, unlimited peace. No matter what break out, that kingdom pace setter is walking ahead of it. No matter what come down, no matter what Satan does, no matter what the system does, that kingdom pace setter is walking ahead of it. Because you know how to shift in the spirit, know how to yield to the Holy Ghost, know how to get a revelation from God. Oh, Jesus. So this morning, as a kingdom pace setter, the Spirit of God said, you are being introduced to your rights to an unlimited life. And he says, for an assignment that you empowered to do.
Yes.
So you are empowered for kingdom living. It's in there. You empowered to be in a crowd and be different. You empowered to hear God's voice in the crowd. Your limited days. Ha 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 ha. Your limited days, said the Lord, thus said the Lord, are over.
Right.
You're going to talk with kingdom power. You're going to walk with kingdom power. You're going to lay down at night with kingdom power. You're going to rise up in the morning with kingdom power. Kingdom power is on the inside of me. And it's about to flow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So the Spirit of God says, let me pull it out of you. You must permit the Holy Spirit, oh my, you better be listening, to take the pacifier out of your life. Little cry baby. Just because something hit you. Something going to hit you every now and then. The higher you go, the harder you're going to be hit. Because you can take it. Hit back. Don't discuss what hit you. Discuss what you will. So, the spiritual pacifier come out of your life this morning. You just crying like a little baby. I don't know what to do. Pray in tongues. Get a praise on. Get a dance on. Let the joy come out. Y'all ain't listening to me. Yes, we're taking that pacifier this morning. You've been sitting in the church with that pacifier for 25 years. The Holy Ghost is jerking it out of your life today. Your life pacifier is saying goodbye. And the kingdom taking over. Now you're going to go back to situation. Listen to me. You're going to go back to situation that you couldn't handle. You're going to be able to handle it. Pacifier gone. I got a sword in my hand. I'm going to deal with this. We ain't going to suck no pacifier there. I'm going to deal with you coming against me. I'm going to deal with this. Take the pacifier out and put the name of Jesus in your mouth. All demonic craving must go out of your life today. You can't live a kingdom life in the flesh. Because Satan will pull tricks on you. All demonic craving must go out of your life today. In other words, those flesh temptations are going to come. They come to everybody. Hey, don't feel like, I ain't a Christian, they ain't come to me. Yeah, they're going to come to you. You got to know how to deal with them. Now some people get upset, but I've dealt with them for 50 years. I ain't going there. I love them too much. You can't find nothing on me. Because I ain't did nothing. You ain't never make me nervous. I ain't nervous. Knowing how to live a kingdom lifestyle, no matter what is going on around you. Permitting the Holy Spirit. I got to go. Permitting the Holy Spirit to keep revealing kingdom mystery. Turn to Matthew 6:33. Permitting the Holy Spirit to keep revealing kingdom mysteries in and through your life. Your pay center. I never heard the word. You ever heard the word kingdom pay center? Huh? Anybody ever heard a sermon on that? Anybody ever read a book, Kingdom Pay Center? Y'all answer up. Because I want y'all to know y'all getting fresh stuff here. But I'm about to turn loose in a few minutes. I feel it coming on now. Shoot. Yeah, I'm going to shout by myself. Y'all sitting up here? Man, this is insight. This is revelation that God has given us. The kingdom of God is on the inside of me, and I can live a kingdom lifestyle above Satan, above this world. I'm a pay setter. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness. Look what it says. you're praying about a lot of stuff you can just take. And all these things, they'll just come to you. Blessings just come to me sometimes. Just come. Sometimes, all the time. Blessings just follow me. It wasn't like that when I first began. But after I grew in the spirit and lived a life for it, it started following me. Yes, knowing how to function in the threefold anointing. Thank you, Mark. Threefold anointing, I'll show you. Look in Matthew 6:13. There's a threefold anointing there. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, that's one. Power and the glory, that's threefold anointing. Kingdom, power, and glory is a threefold anointing. So you're born again Christian, right? So those three anointings are in you. Kingdom, power, and glory.
Yes, sir.
Unpack it. I remember when I was how old I was when I got saved? 20, what? About 20 what? 25, 26? Something like that when I got saved? I used to pack. But it wasn't no kingdom. And it was, and it messed with me, it wasn't no glory either. You got the threefold anointed? Give it back to me. I want to make sure. So don't operate without them. Don't try to function in the spirit without the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Look with me in Jude, right before Revelation, I think it is. In one chapter, Jude 18. You're called by God to be a kingdom pay setter.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm going to give you, we're going to look at these scriptures, but I'm going to give you a statement that will help you understand them better. Praying in the spirit opens up kingdom mysteries faith. Kingdom mysteries faith, producing pioneers, pathfinders, and pace setters in the realm of the kingdom. Praying in the spirit opens up kingdom mysteries faith. I never heard that either. Kingdom mystery faith. Producing pioneer, listen at them now. Pathfinder, listen, and pace setters in the realm of the kingdom. Now we're going to read Jude 18 through 22. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time. Yeah, we got them, right?
Yes.
Who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. We got that. We got that outside the church and inside the church. Next word. 20 word. Give me the 20 word. What I'm going, I had that, what I had, 18? I want, give me 19. These be they who separate themselves. How? Why? All right, give me the next verse. But ye beloved, here we go. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, I love to pray in the spirit. Huh? I was sitting in the closet praying in the spirit this morning. Don't y'all get sad now? I'm trying to teach y'all about kingdom living in y'all. He ain't had to tell us about no cloud. No, I didn't have to tell you, but I told you. Because I want you to know God bless on every end. God talking about, I've been married 23 years. And she, I'm married 54. She still look good, too. Where was I on this? Give me what voice I want, the 19th voice? I was at the 20th voice, right? I want, give me the 21st. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life. And then the 22nd verse. And some have compassion, some have compassion making a difference. In that chapter of Jude, it tells you you're going to be some turbulent days, but pray in the Spirit, you're going to know what to do. All right? Then the next aspect is, no matter what is happening in your life today, think about it. No matter what, y'all going to listen now. Because y'all, everybody dealing with something. No matter what happening in your life today, you're being called to shut all doubt down and walk by kingdom faith. Yes, Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. Shut it down. Here's one we need to work with if we're going to be a kingdom pay setter. Knowing how to overcome your infirmities daily. Anybody in here got any infirmity? Boy, raise your hand. You got infirmity. Oh, you shook your head. All right. Anybody in here got any infirmity? If you do not have any infirmities, you are not in a human body. You are a robot. So everybody got some infirmities. And when people have infirmity, as Christians, we should try to help them. We go gossip about them and hurt them and not love them and try to turn them away. No, that's not what we do. We're supposed to try to help them. I said we're supposed to try to help them. Knowing how to overcome your infirmity daily. Daily, we're saying daily. That means Friday too. So I see Christians pull their Christian stuff off in them basketball games, football games. They pull their Christian off for a while, and they just act like everybody else. The Bible said, "Come off from among them." You got to be anointed for that. You follow what I'm saying? I live for God every day. And if I go to any kind of party, family party, any other kind of party, they get crazy with the music and with the drinking. So don't invite me.
That's right.
Don't invite me if you're not going to act right. If women gonna come half naked, I don't need to be there. Clothes supposed to cover you. Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. I think you should live decent all the time. You know, don't live decent just for coming to church on Sunday. I think you should be holy. I think you should be consecrated. I think you should walk in, come on, son. I think you should walk in consecration. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
It's an honor. I receive your seed, sir. He said it's an honor. Honor the soul. Ain't that something? Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through verse 28, gonna shut your infirmities down today. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our, and look, it's plural, infirmities. You can't really pray in the Spirit and keep doing wrong. The Spirit, praying in the Spirit, is a divine operation that removes trash. That removes trash and bring in the presence of God. When I pray in tongue, I go into another world, another realm. Boldness come up in me. Blessing begin to flow. Praying in the Spirit will shut your enemy down. If I look out there and you ain't got no expression in your face, I will not look at you again. I'm looking at you. Sometimes we pick one or two people and just look at them. I know my spiritual father, he gone home to be the Lord, Kenneth Hagin, he kept his eyes on me all the time. Right. He would come down over there, I'm sitting over with John, he'd come down and stand right over me. Matter of fact, they told him one time, you gotta move around, Dad. So he tried it. So he went to the other side, preached about 5 minutes, come right back there still. Why? Receiving. Yes. You can tell when a person receiving, yes. And you can tell when a person ready to go. Yes. You done prayed hours and hours and hours to get in a mold to bless that person, and that person treat you like a Sunday school teacher. God is trying to change something. God is trying to bless you. I don't only preach it, I live it before you. I'm living the lifestyle. That's my two sons preaching. And my granddaughter right there next to her, I mean singing. I got three sons preach the gospel. I got a daughter, she can preach, but she don't want. She said that. Y'all go ahead on, Daddy. She's like a mama. My mama ain't gonna preach, but she'll talk to you. Shh. Mark, look at this, Mark 8:30-26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray, oh Lord, as we ought. All right, I want you to deal with, I'm gonna back up. Because if you're gonna be a kingdom pace setter, you have to recognize you still have infirmity. Anybody up in here who believe that they can live in a flesh body and not have no infirmity, you've been deceived. So you're going to have to work while you keep that infirmity in its place, under your feet. She fine, but she's not mine. All right, I know. But I'm preaching though. I'm still preaching. Hallelujah. Get your own. Groanings. Go to the next verse, the 27th verse. You see, let me go back. Infirmities. Everybody recognize you got infirmities. Yes, sir. All right. In order to shift from those infirmities, you're going to have to be searched. Yes, he that searches the heart. Yes, search me, God. Yes, see, now some people say, I won't be searched. Yes, you're going to be searched up in here this morning. Sick them, Holy Ghost. Search everybody up in here and then lie. Pull that lie out and put it on the screen. Everybody get search up in you this morning. What is in your heart? What is in your lifestyle? What you've been doing in the dark? What you did last night? What you plan on doing next week? Search them, Lord. Search me, oh God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thought. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. You got to want to be searched. That's the only way I can help you. If you let me search you, I can help you. I heard the Holy Ghost say, the scheme is over. But the dream is ready to flow. Am I preaching, Junior? Junior, what? The scheme is over, but the dream is ready to flow. And I want you to know I've been a schemer. And now I'm a dreamer. And the dreamer live a better life than a schemer. When the phone ringing, don't bother me. Ring, phone, ring. It don't bother me. I don't care who on it. See, I don't have to duck. You don't have to duck. But come on, talk to me. Yeah. No, you. Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Jesus said, you shall know the truth. What I have to you?
Set you free.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting full. Boy, you don't know what it is to live a consecrated life. Holy Spirit, help you live a consecrated life. Oh, my goodness. You get in the presence of God, God put his arm around you, and Jesus put his hand on your head. I don't know if you ever danced with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to have to close, man. Kingdom Pace Center. A sinner can see God in you. I tell you right now, you standing here and sitting here, and a changing anointing is coming up on you. Every step you take from this day forward. Watch what I say now. Watch what I say. Watch what I say, because this has not been told about the Christ. You're a leader. You are a kingdom leader. Every step you proclaim to be a Christian, a child of God, every step you make, you leading somebody somewhere. And forget about it. Communion can't change you. Taking communion can't change you. Some people come to church just on communion. You come to church just on communion, you ain't qualified for no communion. If I get a little bolder sometime in the years to come, and I see you here, and you ain't been here for 4 weeks, I'm going to say, don't give them no communion. Sit down. Knowing how to overcome your infirmities daily. Romans 8:26-28. Move from infirmities to all things work together for good. That 28th verse tell you that. But you gotta have the mind of the Spirit, the will of God, the love of God, the call of God, and the purpose of God. It's all in them three verses. Lift your hand and say, I receive my calling of being a kingdom pay-setter. Look at Mark 4:11 right quick and 1 Corinthians 4:20. I'm all about to close. Mark 4:11. I receive my calling of being a kingdom pay-setter. Mark 4:11. And he said unto them, unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable. They see, but you're supposed to know it. Now, there's a set that I should read for our close. I know that. All right. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4:20. I ain't got no home. I know how to home. I get home. I have this church jam packed every Sunday, humming. But I sent out a bunch of stupid people.
Come on now.
Bunch of weak Christians. Ain't nothing about no pace setter. They can't even find the path. You follow what I'm saying? You got to have some insight. You got to have some revelation. You got to have some anointing. You got to know you somebody. Don't keep talking down to me like I'm going to hell. I come to church and you preaching hell every Sunday. Tell me what God said. Tell me how I can change this thing. Tell me that I'm loved. Tell me that God got his hand on me. In spite of my shortcomings. In spite of my infirmity. Tell me God loved me. Tell me, God, the Holy Spirit going to help me out of this.
Yes.
Don't preach me in a little serenade and sermon and start humming and people start running and falling out and still got hell in them.
Come on.
I wonder, do you know how precious this is?
Yes.
How genuine. How real is he?
Yes.
How much God love you? How much God love you even the sin you hear?
Yes.
And I'm not talking about Leroy.
Yes.
You understand? I'm talking about what God is doing in our midst.
Yes.
You're a pace setter.
Yes.
You're the only one have the opportunity to be a kingdom pace setter.
Yes.
Nobody else can do that. You're the only one. You got to be born again to do that. The world don't have no pace setter can stand up with you. I don't care. And I don't care what kind of house you live in, what kind of car you drive, what kind of job you have. You're still a pay setter.
Yeah.
And if you keep setting the pace, promotion going to come.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I had to go through what I had to go through to get where I am. So, because when I'm talking to people, I can talk to them on every level.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm glad I didn't born in a rich family. I'm glad I'm the one made my family rich. By him. You follow what I'm saying? Pray that y'all get up here. We're going to get a little dance before we leave here.
Hallelujah!
Do you know how far you have gone this morning? Do you know that your steps are different now?
Yes.
You have a revelation from the Holy Ghost that I'm a kingdom pace setter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
I'm anointed.
To lead people. Here do I walk?
Yes.
to the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy, not my head at all. Watch out, my cup, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Did I read 1 Corinthians 4:20? Come on, put it up there. Y'all put it up there when I say it. Because I got to read a few scriptures before I close. For the kingdom of God. Come on, read this with me. Read this with me. Read this with me. That's right. Ready? Read.
For the kingdom of God is not in the word, but in power. Whoo, whoo,
whoo. Whoo, whoo. Y'all Bible quoters. No, that's your life quote. Every preacher couldn't preach this. You got a basket full of flaws. You can't preach this kind of message. Because you know what's going to happen? You know what happened? You do that to me? You lie. You're a flat-footed liar. Because I ain't doing none of that. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Word of God.
Thank God for the Word of God.
Thank God I'm anointed.
Thank God I'm anointed.
Quickly, I'm going to give you this so you can write it down. And then they're going to sing something. And you know I don't want no little dry song. Living the abundant life is an assignment to me.
Yes, that's good.
John 10:10. I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Listen, all that you ask or think. Yes. Living the abundant life is an assignment to me.
Yes.
I'm supposed to be blessed. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Don't let nobody talk you out of that. Some churches talk about the less you have, the more spiritual. I say the less you have, the more stupid you are. You're not letting God do for you what he want to do for you. Don't let them tell you that. You ain't got to be broke to be spiritual. You can drive the kind of car you want and still be spiritual. You follow what I'm saying? Don't let them talk about being spiritual. Being spiritual is, I don't want nothing. You do. Why you keep looking at it? Tearing down barriers, breaking limits, erasing failures, producing triumphant moment in every situation. Can I give that to you again? Sit down a minute. I want you to write a few things down. I got to close. Tearing down barriers, breaking limits, erasing failures, producing triumphant moments in every situation. I'll read that again. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. This is just tearing down barriers. In the name of Jesus, every barrier in your life that is blocking you right now got to come down in Jesus' name. You go there, it's not going to be there. The power of God is in this house. We tear all barriers down online. Listen to me. All barriers are torn down in the name of Jesus today. Everything been holding you back. Everything been holding you down. Everybody been blocking your blessing. They're out of the way today. Breaking limits.
Breaking limits. You know what? Breaking limits, man. You don't supposed to have no limits. Every limit on your life is broken today. Destroyed in the name of Jesus. You will live a no-limit lifestyle. There's nothing you can't do and nothing you can't have. I wish somebody backed me up in here. We need some unlimited Christians praising God, testifying of his goodness. We need some Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We need some. We need some wealthy Christians.
Yes.
Next. What is it, next week? Week after next.
Yes.
Y'all better try to come.
Yes,
I'm loaded. And I'm loaded both ways. Revelation and manifestation.
Yes.
You cannot connect to my anointing and stay broke. It's impossible. It's impossible for you to connect properly to my anointing and stay broke. I don't care what you think. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you what God told me to tell the body of Christ. I'll tell you what God anointed me for. For none of his children to be broke.
That's right.
For none of his children to be in want.
That's right.
For none of his children to be in lack.
That's right.
Jesus.
Woo.
Thank you, Father God.
All glory to you. Hallelujah.
Did y'all get it? Did y'all got that? I said it 3 or 4 times. Tearing down barriers. Breaking limits. Limit is plural.
Yeah.
Erasing failures, plural.
Failure.
Producing triumphant moment, plural.
Yes,
in every situation.
Yes.
That's Romans 8, 37, 39.
Thank you, Lord.
Whew, glory, Lord. Wearing the lack God kingdom manifest anointing daily. Wherein the lack God kingdom manifest anointing daily. John 14:21-23. Living in your full kingdom potentials. Put Romans 14:17 up right quick. Romans 14. Living in your full kingdom potential. I'm about to close. Romans 14:17. Come on, you're too slow. I know you're nervous back there now, so God does. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. I said joy in the Holy Ghost. I said
joy
in the Holy Ghost. What a joy. What a joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost mean that you're whipping all your enemies. Joy in the Holy Ghost means you're living a lifestyle that God wants you to live.
Yes, yeah.
With the symptom.
Yes, sir.
With the slack. You know the symptom can't stay. And the slack can't stay. If I got joy in the Holy Ghost, I'm coming out of everything. Living in your full kingdom potential. Romans 14:17. Come on, I gotta give you these 3 because I can't take them home because I probably won't come back with them. Building your ability to flow in kingdom mysteries. Building your abilities, plural, to flow in kingdom mysteries. Mysteries is plural also. Matthew 13:9-16. 2 more I'm gonna give you. Then they're gonna sing. Y'all got a hot one? Y'all better start praying in tongues. But if it ain't hot, I'm going to shut it down. Thank God for all supernatural kingdom living on the inside of me, for giving me the Bible and the Holy Spirit to train me how to flow in kingdom power. Let me give you that again. Thank God for all supernatural kingdom living on the inside of me, for giving me the Bible. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Bible. And the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit to train me how to flow in kingdom power. Luke 17, 20 through 21. Here's the last one. Very personal, very private, very precious, very powerful, very persuasive it is to be a kingdom pay setter. Very personal, very private, very precious, very powerful, very persuasive it is to be a kingdom pay setter. Saint.